We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police investigating Wichita's ninth homicide of the year. We've got the story.
Wichita police officer on leave after firing shots during an arrest. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Look for more construction in downtown Wichita.
Kelly is the first Kansas governor to have an appeals judge nomination rejected by the Senate. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday we got to 86 for the high in Wichita. Today will be just a little bit warmer. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Alabama's Senate passes one of the most restrictive abortion measures in the nation.
The Alabama State Senate passing the measure along party lines 25-6. It does not provide an exception for incest and punishes not only women for having an abortion, but would put doctors who perform them in prison for up to 99 years. Democratic Senator Bobby Singleton saying even a 12-year-old rape victim couldn't get an abortion.
Is it right for a baby to have to carry a baby after being raped?
It does make exceptions to protect the life of the mother. The bill's GOP sponsors say the goal is the eventual overturning of Roe v. Wade. Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey says she hasn't decided if she'll sign the measure. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Law enforcement personnel investigating an auto theft made the grisly discovery of a murdered man inside his stolen RV in South Wichita. It was Monday afternoon. Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies investigated an auto theft in progress south of Wichita near MacArthur and Southeast Boulevard. Police Lieutenant Jeff Gilmore says the investigation led deputies and Wichita police officers to a residence in the 1300 block of South Greenwood, where they encountered 25-year-old Royce Thomas and 24-year-old Michaela Spencer.
Upon arrival, officers located a stolen truck and pull-behind recreational vehicle parked in the driveway of a residence. Both Thomas and Spencer were inside the truck and arrested without incident. While investigating the stolen truck and RV, officers located 50-year-old William Callison of Wichita inside the RV with multiple stab wounds. Callison was pronounced dead on scene.
Callison had been reported missing since Saturday evening. He and the suspects were known to each other. The woman and man were both booked into jail on charges of first-degree murder and possession of stolen property. The woman also had outstanding arrest warrants. This is Wichita's ninth criminal homicide of the year.
Wichita police say an officer shot at a suspect after she pointed a gun at him. Two women were arrested in southwest Wichita. Late Monday night, police responding to Seneca and Harry to the report of a disturbance involving a firearm. Officers noticed a vehicle matching the description of an alleyway behind a vacant building. As they approached the vehicle on foot, there was a 30-year-old woman in the SUV in the driver's seat, and a 29-year-old woman leaning into the vehicle through an open door. An officer shined a flashlight on them, and the woman in front, in the front seat, pointed a handgun at the officer. Police Lieutenant Jason Stevens says the officer then fired two shots, which both hit the car. The woman with the gun was taken into custody.
At the conclusion of the investigation, she was arrested for aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer and for felon in possession of a firearm. With additional warrants as well.
The other woman also arrested on an outstanding warrant, the handgun recovered from the SUV. Suspect, the car, had been stolen out of El Dorado. The officer who fired his weapon is a lieutenant, a 23-year veteran of the department. Per protocol, that officer has been placed on administrative leave during the investigation.
Look for more development in downtown Wichita during the coming years.
The Wichita City Council approved $4 million in industrial revenue bonds for Groover Labs. It's a nonprofit makerspace and event center intended to spur startup companies. Those bonds will help renovate the former Printing Incorporated building on the southeast corner of 3rd and St. Francis. The council also approved a memorandum of understanding with Douglas Market Development, LLC, for the development of the Kansas Health Science Center. The $75 million complex will also include student housing, a culinary school, and a hotel. The council deferred until next week an amendment to a lease with King of Freight LLC, who will move into the former Gander Mountain Building at Waterwalk. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas Senate has rejected a nominee for the state's second highest court whose political tweets offended many lawmakers.
The vote Tuesday was 38-0 against confirming Labette County District Judge Jeffrey Jack's nomination to the Court of Appeals. Senator Dennis Pyle, a Hiawatha Republican, said the entire selection process wasn't well executed.
We got a bad selection from bad decisions that were made in picking those that select the judge nominees and then those that picked from the three and chose and put that one name in the governor's hand to come to us.
Laura Kelly has become the first Kansas governor to have an appeals court nominee rejected. The governor has already nominated a new judge. The Senate is expected to vote on her by the end of the month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A longtime Wichita State coach is stepping down. We'll have sports coming up in just a few minutes.
And which accent is the sexiest? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted at 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The TWA terminal reopens as a hotel at New York's JFK Airport today.
The TWA terminal at JFK Airport originally opened in the summer of 1962, the same year America saw the man who shot Liberty Valance at the theater, Jack Nicklaus, take his first major title at the U.S. Open, and Ray Charles on the radio. It was closed in 2001, but it's now back as a hotel. The iconic wing-shaped roof is still there, and the interior pays homage to the original details designed by Eero Saarinen, complete with a Chili Pepper Red sunken lounge that will serve 60s-style beverages. It also includes a rooftop infinity pool, 6 restaurants, and 8 bars, and not only offers overnight bookings, but day stays as well, handy for layover options. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The track star in Texas who went viral for his speed officially breaks a national high school record.
18-year-old Matthew Bowling of Houston Strake Jesuit running the 100-meter dash in 10.13 seconds at the Texas State Track and Field Championships in Austin, smashing the previous national high school record of 10.15 seconds, which has stood since 1990. The teen earning a slew of online fans last month when he ran the 100 meter in 9.98 seconds, but did not qualify for a national record because his sprint was aided by a 4-mile-per-second tailwind. The athlete off to run for the University of Georgia in the fall, where he reportedly hopes to begin training for the Olympics. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Do you have an accent? There's a new study asking which dialects are the sexiest.
So you tell me, is this sexy?
You really do talk like that.
Who would make this up?
And, of course, the one and only Fran Drescher with her world-famous Long Island accent, which was actually ranked dead last on this list. Travel company Big 7 ran a survey among its social media users, ranking 50 different types of American accents. The sexiest accent, according to this survey, belongs to y'all in Texas. Another big surprise on this list, the Boston accent.
Hey, I brought you some cigarettes and beer from Jackie's Packy on Route 34.
That was rated second sexiest in this wicked interesting survey. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning with Steve and Ted.
And in traffic right now, I just got a call from traffic tracker Patrick. And Patrick was saying eastbound on Kellogg, right around Edgemore. Running radar there, so watch out. Maybe slow down a bit there. Again, that's eastbound Kellogg right around Edgemore. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We were seeing a few clouds off to our northwest this morning. We become mostly sunny, really warming up today in Wichita with a high 88. Tonight's going to be clear and breezy. Our low in the mid-60s. Another warm day tomorrow. Thursday may get to 89 for the high, and not as warm 84 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy sky, 58 degrees, and we have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. We have the latest on China trade this morning, the tariffs and the disputes going on between the U.S. and China. Fox News Radio's John Decker is with us from the White House this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. Hope you're doing well today.
We're having a good day today, but I'm wondering, we're hoping that the farmers aren't going to have too much of an impact on these tariffs and so forth. What's the latest, John?
Well, the latest is the following. The president announced yesterday, prior to leaving for a trip that he was taking to Louisiana, that he's in no rush to come to some sort of trade agreement with China, which means that it is likely that this next round of tariffs on American products, $60 billion worth of American products, will go into effect on June the 1st. And as you just mentioned, that's not a good thing for America's farmers. $9 billion a year in agriculture products are sold to China alone. So it's a pretty significant number. Now, I think this is going to get resolved. I think it will take a while. If you have some patience, President Trump is meeting with President Xi of China in late June. That will be in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit. I think that is when this whole thing gets resolved.
Now, how big is the trade imbalance with the Chinese? Way out of whack? Are we buying much more from them than they are from us? How's this work, John?
No, the fact of the matter is that there's a huge trade imbalance that exists right now. We indeed are buying much more from China. Now, it's offset because China does use a lot of our services. If you look at the overall trade imbalance, it goes down a little bit, but we're still talking about $300 billion trade imbalance annually that the U.S. has with China. So it's a pretty significant number.
Are we still pumping quite a few cars and trucks and vehicles into that market, into China from here?
You know, not really, to be quite honest. And the reason being is because there just isn't that kind of demand for American autos like there is, you know, right here in America. The Chinese consumer does not generally buy American autos. There are tariffs placed upon American autos and trucks, which makes them a little bit more expensive. So on the road, if you were to, you know, just fly into Beijing or fly into Shanghai or Guangzhou, you wouldn't see that many American vehicles out on the road.
All right. So you're thinking that this can be resolved maybe later on here in the month of June, then, when the two leaders get together, huh?
That's exactly right. So that's about 6 weeks away. This has gone on for quite some time, as our farmers, remind us. But it's just 6 weeks away before the president meets with his counterpart from China, President Xi. The president says they get along quite well. I think the president just wants to have that photo op, you know, seal the deal, because I think this trade deal is about 90% complete, 90% complete. And maybe it just takes the president to go in there and seal the deal.
All right. Thanks for your coverage this morning, John. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's John Decker from the White House talking about the trade dispute with China and what President Trump is trying to accomplish there with the tariffs. Do you have more or less debt than the average American? You may be surprised to find that among households carrying debt in 2018, average personal debt exceeded $38,000. That does not include mortgage loan balances. That's a household, okay? It's according to data collected by Northwestern Mutual, which also revealed Americans were twice as likely to owe between $5,000 and $25,000 than they were to have that much in savings. And according to this survey, just 23% of Americans carried no debt in 2018. It'd be nice if you could do that. Some people can, some people can't, but most people, the household, Ted.
Those bills pile up.
Yeah, $38,000. And, I raised a couple of kids. And when they were young and in the house, we used the credit cards. I think we used them wisely. We never let it get out of control, but it sure was helpful when those kids needed emergency new shoes or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't have the ready cash. But anyway. Debt. And you were saying earlier this morning, well, they're just following the example of our federal government.
Yeah.
When it comes to debt.
Government piles up huge debt. Why shouldn't I?
All right. Politically correct. Well, you know, some heavyweight boxers may not feel that way or know about that. A boxer who kissed a reporter without her consent during a post-fight interview must complete a sexual harassment course and pay a $2,500 fine before officials will consider lifting his suspension. California Athletic Commission here voting unanimously that Kubrat Pulev can reapply to have his boxing license reinstated if he meets those conditions. Until then, he can't fight anywhere in North America. He was suspended in March after he grabbed reporter Jenny Rivalo's head in his hands and planted a kiss on her lips. The Bulgarian heavyweight apologized to Rivalo during yesterday's commission hearing, but apparently the Bulgarian heavyweight doesn't know what the politically correct thing is to do here in the boxing in America. All right, let's take a look at some other sports this morning. 818, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ted Woodward in sports this morning, talking about Shocker baseball. Right, Ted?
Shocks on the road at Oral Roberts last night, going for the season sweep over ORU. Shocks had the lead all the way in this one, but boy, things got dicey in the bottom of the ninth inning. Oral Roberts had a big threat going on. Could the Shockers shut them down? Mike Kennedy had the call of the game. It was right here on KNSS.
A nail-biter to the end here in Tulsa. Bases loaded, two out, bottom of the ninth. A 1-2 count on the hitter. Miller Plyman deals. Struck him out, but it gets away from the catcher. Runner coming home, throw to Plyman, force at the plate. The ball game is over. He struck him out. The ball got away from Noah Croft, but he scrambled after it. Plyman hustling in, takes the throw for the force at the plate, and it ends with Wichita State winning 4-2 as Miller Plyman gets his first collegiate save. In the ninth for Oral Roberts, one run on one hit, no errors, and three men left on base. Final score, Wichita State 4, Oral Roberts 2. The Shockers sweep the season series and get their first win in Tulsa since 2013.
There you go. That worked out well for the Shocks. They pick up their third road win in a row as Oral Roberts strands 14 runners on base.
Wow.
And the Shocks get the win on the road last night. Let's check in with former Shocker catcher Gunnar Trautwein. He is in single A with the Chicago White Sox. He was on base twice yesterday. Trautwein with a .387 on base percentage this season. The former Shocker Gunnar Trautwein in single A with the White Sox. The Major League level yesterday in Kansas City, the Royals beginning a three-game set with the Texas Rangers. Boy, the Royals were ready to go last night. And you heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
And Les Snell, Dozier slams one into right field for a hit. One run is in, another man going to try to score, and the throw is offline. And sliding into second safely is Dozier. The Royals have blown the lid off this game here in inning number two.
Royals had a 9-0 lead in the second inning.
Oh, wow.
So the game was never really in doubt. Royals win it 11-5. And hand to Texas, its fifth loss in a row. The Rangers and the Royals go at it again tonight. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. JUCO baseball, the district playoffs continuing. A double elimination tournament starts today at X Stadium on the Wichita State campus with four first-round games starting at 10 o'clock this morning. The winner of this tournament by the weekend eventually will qualify for the JUCO World Series. JUCO softball, the district playoffs begin today for Butler Community College, and the Grizzlies are just about as far away as you can get in a so-called district game. They're pretty close to the Wyoming border in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Butler Community College taking on Western Nebraska in the best 2 out of 3 with the first two games today starting at 5 p.m. Butler softball team is ranked 10th in the nation. They're on a 15-game winning streak going into this matchup with Western Nebraska today. Nebraska has won 12 in a row, and good luck to the Butler softball team at that one. St. Louis Cardinals win last night. They win in Atlanta 14-3. Big win for the Cardinals, who snap a three-game losing streak with that win. A change for the Shocker bowling program, which has long been guided by Coach Gordon Vatican, announcing his retirement yesterday. After 41 years on the job at Wichita State, Gordon Vatican is stepping down, and he takes with him 18 national titles as a head coach for Shocker Bowling, 7 by the women, 11 for the Shocker men during his 41-year tenure at Wichita State. And a happy birthday today to one of the greatest baseball players I've ever seen in person, George Brett of the Kansas City Royals, who is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. George Brett's birthday today, he is 66 years old.
When I met George Brett late 80s, The one thing I noticed, of course, on great athletes, the main thing I usually see is they have great big hands.
That's correct.
And he has big hands, and they had on the palms of his hands black spots, calluses. I said, what are those? He said, those are calluses. It comes from pine tar.
Well, he didn't use batting gloves.
Yeah, he said, I don't use batting gloves. They come from pine tar. You go out there and take a few hundred strokes on batting practice, and that'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting guy and a great representative for the Kansas City Royals. Well, happy birthday, George Brett.
Happy birthday, George Brett. 66 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, a conspiracy to commit fraud. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.